Heritage students, many in wheelchairs, lined a large room inside the Maryvale building to celebrate the grants. Oshai awarded the school $650,000 for a massive window renovation project. But it's no ordinary construction upgrade. The windows will actually help severely disabled students breathe easier while they attend class in this aging building where students learn, play, and receive special therapy.
You ask, why windows and climate controls? Well, you have no idea what it means to our kids.
Michael Gross is executive director of Heritage Centers. He says the Oshai Foundation assisted to help adapt the school for students who have extraordinary needs.
Cold and last summer's days of high heat and humidity can take their toll on children who have difficulty maintaining internal body temperature, staying warm in the cold, and staying cool in the warmth.
Heritage Centers was formed 60 years ago for children with a broad spectrum of special needs. Thursday, two of the Heritage students, one in a wheelchair, helped deliver a special thank you directly to Oshai President Robert Gioia. Gioia, in turn, praised the center for its work.
The true heroes today are the staff and the support teams that take care of these young children and provide them with the necessary quality of life.
For countless families, Heritage Centers provide vital support for learning and therapy. Stephanie Collier's three-year-old son, Austin, suffers from cerebral palsy. He now attends the Heritage Center in Tonawanda.
Heritage Centers became a lifeline for my family. They have been there for us for whatever we needed for Austin. And they've just opened so many doors for us.
Heritage Centers was able to match the Oshai gift, and construction for the new windows is already underway at the school. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.